This is Rhema for today.
No wonder the church is sick. No wonder the pews of the auditoriums and church houses across America are full of sickness and disease. Oh yeah, people have accepted the blood of Jesus for their salvation, and thank God they've been redeemed from sin. But the church is a sick, emaciated bunch, and God doesn't want them that way.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Healing in the Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
No, but it can't be. I said, I have experienced it. Have you? I'm going to tell you something, people. When you have experienced something, they can tell you it can't happen. They can tell you it ain't so. They can tell you all those things all they want to. But when you've experienced it, they can't make you believe it. And I'm going to tell you something. People can say that God did away with healing, and it's not for us today all they want to. But I've experienced healing. They can teach me all they want to. They can quote all the theologians they want to. They can talk till they're blue in the face. But I'll just look at them like I think they're crazy or something, because I have experienced healing, and healing is real, and healing is for us today. God established it a long time ago, and God has never done away with it. If God has done away with healing, then he has done away with salvation. I want you to notice something here that is very significant. It says that the Lord showed him a tree, and he took that tree and he dipped it in the water, and the water was made pure. I want you to turn back to Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. The tree that God showed Moses when he dipped it in the waters and God established his healing covenant was a forerunner of the tree that would be standing outside of the city of Jerusalem on a place called Calvary or Golgotha. And suspended on that tree between heaven and earth was God's only Son, and he would shed that precious blood for the salvation of men and for the deliverance of their physical healing. And that tree was established then, and that tree is still in existence. If salvation is still real, then healing is still real. If God hasn't done away with salvation, then he cannot do away with healing, because the same redemptive act of the shedding of blood that gave the remission of sin is the same redemptive act that gave us the redemption from physical sickness and disease. There is no way that you can do away with part of the redemptive plan of God without doing away with all of it. People would think it was utter sacrilege if you was to try to do away with the Lord's table and the taking of the communion, which God established as an ordinance of the church. And yet they think nothing of it when they do away with the healing ordinance that God established in the Word of God. They think nothing of it to say, oh, that's done away with. I'm going to tell you something, people. Healing is as much an ordinance of the church as salvation and the taking of the holy sacraments. Amen. around the communion table. And I'm going to tell you what. You go into the churches that teach against healing and you try to take the holy sacraments away from you and they'll run you out of town on a rail. But they'll stand behind the pulpit and tell you that healing's been done away with. That's not for us today. No wonder the church is sick. No wonder the pews of the auditoriums and church houses across America are full of sickness and disease. Oh yeah, people have accepted the blood of Jesus for their salvation and thank God they've been redeemed from sin. But the church is a sick, emaciated bunch and God doesn't want them that way. And he sent a lot of people in the church that have begun to cry out. And they began to stand in the face of persecution and say, God says this in his word. In the face of the theologians and the seminaries and the Bible schools that are saying, well, it's God, maybe God's will for you to be healed. I'm talking about Pentecostal ones too, people. I'm not talking about the ones that you want to name. I'm talking about the ones that's supposed to be Pentecostal. Say, well, God let you be sick so he can teach you something. What in the world can you learn from being sick? You know what you learn from being sick? You learn that it is a horrible, bad experience. You learn that you don't want to have anything to do with it. How many of you like to have the flu? How many have ever had it? Be honest, put your hand up. Do you think the Lord was trying to teach you something when when you had that flu? Well, that's what the people trying to teach us. That's one of the great teachings of the church. With all dignity and all piety. Now, you need to pray and understand that God is trying to teach you something. He wants to deepen your spiritual relationship. The only reason I ever found anybody had a deepening of a spiritual relationship out of sickness is because they stopped long enough to follow God and really listen at God. You see, actually what happens if people don't realize it, they say, well, this, that, and the other. But what really happens when they say, well, God had to allow me to get sick so I could do this or do that. God had to allow me to be broke so I could come back and learn this and learn that. No, he didn't. It happened to you because the devil stole what belonged to you away from you, and all God did was take a bad situation and make it good. That's the only part that God had anything to do with, was taking it and turning it around for his good. You see, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ purchased back for us what the devil stole away whenever he came against Adam in the Garden of Eden. And I'm going to tell you, people, that price was paid by Jesus Christ. How difficult is it to get healed? All you have to do is believe that God established the covenant and go after it. How difficult is it for you to get an inheritance that belongs to you? Huh? If you know about it, if you know that some of your family has left you an inheritance, how difficult is it to get it? All you got to do is go down there to the attorney's office or wherever it is, wherever they're having the will read or wherever the inheritance has been left, sign the papers, prove that you're who you are. Walk away with it. How hard is it to receive the inheritance that belongs to the children of God? Not hard at all. All you got to do is walk in and say, I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am the Son of God. I am a son of the living God. Mr. Devil, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, my older brother. Pack up your belongings and get out of here. Because God has established the covenant of healing a long time ago with his natural children of Israel. And Paul says in verse 29 of that third chapter of Galatians, he says, if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Bless God, I'm going to tell you something. Because we have been born of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into the family of God. And we're just as much a part of the family of God as natural Israel is. We are spiritual Israel, if you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it. And we thereby have the promise that was given to Abraham. And if you'll notice the promises that was given to Abraham, they are threefold. We are redeemed from spiritual death. Secondly, we are redeemed from poverty. And thirdly, we are redeemed from sickness. And it says right here in this verse of scripture that the blessing of Abraham in 3:14, the Galatians, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. There Paul says it over in Romans. He said, we have been adopted into the family of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, How to Live Worry-Free. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled The Lord Our Peace. Also, a single CD by Denise Hagin Burns called Deep Roots in God. The last item is Craig Hagin's CD, Just Believe. All these items at the special discounted price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
In August, we are going to begin our Living Faith Conferences for the fall.
Yes.
That's August 17th through the 19th. We're going to be in Champaign, Illinois, a Midwest Believers Church, Pastors Trent and Rhonda Coyne. And you can go to rhema.org/LFC to find out the times.
And then Wednesday through Friday, we're going to jump up to Newark, Ohio at Moore Life Church.
Yes.
August 20th through the 22nd, Pastors Josh and Angie Pennington. So we're looking to have you be there with us. If you know people in the area, if you live in the area,
yes,
let them know about it. Or you might just want to take a trip. Well, take a trip and come and be in the Living Faith Conference. Find out all about it, like she said, at rhema.org/LFC.
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.